glad to be home?
Yes, I am definitely glad to be home. The last 2 days was probably the best of the week. We were off, so I enjoyed that fully.
What do you learned on that trip? I mean, obviously you won two football games, but what do you think you're going to benefit from that trip?
I thought the cool thing was just being hearing the Air Force head coach speak to us about different things that they have to do. I always think that's very interesting. You know, we go through training camp and we kind of think that's hard and the different things we go through. And like for them, training camps, you know, relaxing time, it's a time away from some of the hard stuff they do. So I've always, you know, in my college career, we played against Army and Navy all the time. So we kind of learned some of the things they did, and then hearing, you know, about Air Force and, you know, how they come into the semester, how they start, you know, basic training, a week in the mountains, survival week, you know, all of that stuff to me, you know, for us as a team kind of puts it in perspective, and, you know, you kind of realize how blessed you are just to play. And I thought we took advantage of being there and learning, you know, from some of their guys and seeing some things. I thought, you know, we could take that and use that as advantage of just how to operate as a team.
What changed in the last six games that you've been able to kind of keep the opponents out of the end zone?
I guess we're playing well. I don't know. Same guy, same team. I think we're just doing a better job executing, paying attention to the small things, all the details on how you play good football. And I think we just come together. We knew it was going to kind of be a work in progress from the beginning of the season. And I thought we kind of focused and believed in that. It wasn't just smoke. It wasn't just talk. It was something we truly believed in. And the hard work, you know, that we continue to do is showing up on Sundays. It's not, you know, the hard thing about football, it isn't, you know, you put in five, six hard weeks and now you're fine and you should, for us, it's every week we got to do that to have a chance to play well on Sunday. And I think we know that now, and guys are doing that. Like, today was a terrible day to be out there practicing. Weather was terrible. It was cold. But we went out there and went hard for the time we were out there and put together a good day. And I think we understand that's what it takes for us to go out there and win on Sundays.
Speaking of practice stuff, how strange is it when Tom's not out there with you?
Defensively, I don't think about it. Our defense doesn't change whether he's out there or not. We're still just game planning on what we need to do Sunday. My time here, he's never missed a game, so you don't even think about it. You know, maybe he's just a day off. You know, it's not like it affects him. I don't know.
Is it weird to have the season backloaded with the five of the next six in the division to close out?
It's definitely different to be at this point in the season and only play one, you know, division game. But I think it puts pressure on all the teams in the division to know, you know, you're ending. Every team comes in the season each year, you want to win your division. So I think it's pressure for the fact that no matter how the seasons went, you know, when you have all these division games at the end, it kind of leaves the division still up for grabs because, you know, the games just mean more. You win and you put another team in the division down a game if you beat them. So I think it's going to be pressure across the board, and all of these games will be key to end the season. And then, you know, another AFC team in there too, so it'll be tough.
Dylan, how does it differ when you prepare for a team like Miami, with skill personnel you've seen a lot of for the most part, as opposed to like last week with Oakland, a lot of those guys you may have never played against?
Yeah, that part's different, but I think the cool thing for us coming off the Oakland game was we saw a skill group that was very talented from top to bottom, and then, you know, you come in the next week and you got the same thing. So we got experience with understanding that, you know, this is the same type of game. There's not one guy that you can go out there and take away and say, we'll be fine. You know, across the board, Miami's the same way. You know, whether it's Parker, Stills, Landry, you know, Julius Thomas, Drake and Williams in the backfield, all of those guys can hurt you. And so far, like, you turn on the Tampa film, all these guys are hurting you with 50-yard plays. So that's one thing that we focus on, and we've already talked about not giving up the big play in really every facet of the game, because at every level they have a guy who can hurt you, whether that's running, short passes, deep passes. So there is some carryover as far as, you know, a very talented skill group from last week and even seeing it this week.
Devin, what are you, this time of year, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my teammates to be a part of this team and, you know, to grow with this team. And a lot of good guys in that locker room, a lot of guys that I'm proud to call teammate and friend. So definitely thankful to have them have my back and for me to have their back in times of need.
You look at your team going on the six-game winning streak. Obviously, there's a long way to go. What kind of things do you focus on day-to-day as far as, you know, making sure that everyone's just trying to get better, as you guys always say?
I think the key thing is understand that every week's different, especially for us. We put a lot into game planning and offensively how we're going to try to score, defensively how we're going to try to keep teams out of the end zone. So it's, you know, it's rarely any, you know, crossover or continuation from last week that we can just say, you know, here we go again. We got to kind of start from scratch and understand exactly our game plan for that week and how we want to play. So I think that in itself kind of creates that, you know, mentality of getting better and understanding a new game plan, because you have to work at it. We have some idea, if you've been here for a while, what we're going to do. But, you know, like this morning we come in, it's a whole new game plan and everyone has to lock in and focus for us to have a good game Sunday, because you don't have enough time to, you know, we don't have time to go out there today, Wednesday, and practice and say, you know, this is new, we need time, and, you know, you have a bad practice Wednesday, then you're trying to catch up. So I think that kind of creates that sense of urgency to each week come back and, as Bill says, you know, reload the gas tank and get ready to go. So now we're filling it back up and hopefully empty it by the end of the week.
Devin, you were really candid those first four games with how things went down. These last six games, the way you guys have been playing defensively, do you notice collectively a different swagger or a change in attitude?
I don't know. I think, you know, you can't have swagger when you're giving up 30 points and, you know, 400 or 500 yards. So I think it's obviously a different level of confidence because you're playing well. The energy's going well. But I think the most important part is the mentality of no matter how it's going, we're going to keep working and working at this thing together. And I think that's the biggest thing with this team is understanding that we're all in this together. We're going to battle as a group. You know, we're going to win as a group. We're going to lose as a group. And I think that speaks volumes and gives you a chance to win throughout the whole season, because that's your character. That's what, you know, you're built on. And I think that's what we did a good job of this year, not allowing any negativity to kind of seep into the locker room and split us just sticking together. So, yeah, there's a swagger, but I think it's also confidence and being proud of our accomplishments.
We've seen in some of the videos from the locker room after wins that I'll see Matt Patricia go up and hugging Tom Brady and Josh McDaniels is hugging defensive players. Is that the dynamic, and how does that help you guys with all the coaches and players on different sides of the ball being close?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I mean, all the guys are in it to win. I think what you see in the locker room is just the exhaustion of the whole week of putting everything in and then getting a win. You know, I think everyone's happy at the end of the week, because that's the week sucks usually. You know, we don't like being in here for hours and going out there practicing in the rain. But the whole idea is at the end of the day, it's going to make us better and give us a better chance to win. And I think what you see in the locker room a lot of times is just the uncut version of, you know, how happy guys are when we go out there and we play well, and we talk about different things all week, and we go out there, it comes up, we play to it, it happens, and, you know, I think everyone's excited, you know, not just us as the players, but the coaches, you know, whether it's the coordinators, whether it's the guys that are up in the booth, you know, you see Nick come down there, Nick's as happy as anyone. So I think everyone on the staff and player-wise realizes how much we put into it, and it's all a win at the end of the day, so everyone's happy.
Different or challenging is it to prepare for a little bit of
an unknown quarterback? I think the good thing is, you know, we've seen both of these guys on film, so it's a little easier than, you know, you get sometimes where a quarterback might get banged up and now it's a chance that another guy might play, but you haven't seen much of them. So I think that's a little different, but you know, we have a season's worth on Jay Cutler, and Matt Moore's played in a couple games, and then we've played Matt Moore here a bunch of times through the years. But I think you have to honestly really just dive into being able to know what quarterback likes this, what this quarterback likes. And I think that adds a little more film study to make sure you got both of those guys down, because you don't know how the game will go. You don't know. We won't know until the end of the week if Jay Cutler's there. And then if he is there, we still won't know. Does he finish? Does Matt Moore come? So I think to take all of that away, you have to just be prepared for both guys.
How important is the second half when you feel like you're in a lot better condition? than the opponent. Like, for example, early in the game the other day, it looked like the Raiders, the up-tempo offense you guys came out with, they were pretty gassed even early in that game.
Yeah, honestly, I think as players, we kind of just depend on whatever we do here to go out there and play. And then once you're in the game, you just go. You know, I mean, there's times like if we see guys running defensively, we see guys running on and off the field like they need a break, you can kind of tell, like, you know, we got these guys, they're tired. But overall, you want to just keep your foot on the gas, you know, whether they're tired, whether they're not tired. You just don't want to let up. And I think that has to do more about yourself than your opponent. So no matter what we see, I think we want to try to create a mentality of, you know, it's about us, not them, and being able to execute and perform the same way.
Your former teammate, Darrell Revis, just signed with the Chiefs not too late, within the last half hour. Any thoughts on him back in the league now?
Good luck, I guess. No, I mean, he's a good guy, a good friend of mine, so I'm happy for him if he's happy. But I haven't talked to him. So,
Did you play Thanksgiving Day football, high school football on Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah, some games. Sometimes we played against our rival on Thanksgiving or that weekend.
So it's not as foreign a concept to you as to many of those guys in this locker room.
Well, I played top level high school football, so some of these guys, I don't know where some of these guys play. We got a lot of NFL guys from games I played in. So.
Did you ever win like the turkey leg or anything?
We didn't do all of that. Cushion beat us. Him and his team beat us 1 year, though. But that was our rival. So we got guys in the league from that league. Some of these guys, they ain't playing great.